This is a HeadGum Podcast. For those of you that are unfamiliar with Carbon 38, I am here to tell you all about it. Carbon 38 is a performance fashion e-commerce site that curates brands that blur the lines between workout wear and street style. The pieces transition effortlessly from studio to street or from workout to weekend. So if you're popping at the gym and you want to look real cute at the gym and then look real cute after, Carbon 38 is the site for you. They also have a huge variety. They have thousands of styles offered in athletic, ready-to-wear footwear and accessories. Categories. You can truly find everything there. I love Carbon 38 because I'm always, like, especially living in LA, I see so many people in these cute athleisure looks, and I've always never been like, I never know where to find them. I don't know. Sometimes going to stores really overwhelms me, and I hate trying on workout clothes in front of people. So I like Carbon 38 a lot. And also, it's accessible. It curates pieces that mix style with function, and I love that so much. They also offer a signature collection. So Carbon 38 signature collections are made for activewear fabrics for performance, functionality, and fit. Their private label articulates runway fashion trends in activewear. So like little eyelets, ruffles, you know, so cute. They also include dresses, leggings, sports bras, tops, just... it's all so cute. I love that it's like so functional. You can work out and wear it. So it's truly athleisure, baby. Also, it's free returns within the US. And if they're out of stock, you select your size and you sign up for notification when it's back in stock. So, you know, don't worry. You'll get the item you want. So Carbon 38 offers new arrivals daily from top luxury performance fashion labels. And if you go to carbon38.com and use the code LOVIN, you will receive 20% off your order. That's carbon38.com using the promo code LOVIN for 20% off your purchase. Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Full Lane. For those of you that don't know, Full Lane is a clean beauty retailer that believes that no one should have to compromise their health for beauty. Full Lane is truly the best, and to be Full Lane approved, they only take the best. It has to be product safe, effective, and luxurious to experience. They're uncompromising, some might say relentless, in the quest to find the best products. They have a 5-step approval process. They identify, research, test, validate, and then launch. They also have a restricted ingredients list. These ingredients can be harmful for different reasons, and your skin absorbs up to 60% of the ingredients applied, so they make sure that nothing bad is in there for you. Full Lane ensures that every ingredient in their products plays a positive role in your health with no downsides or compromises allowed. The Clean Essentials Kit is also 100% non-toxic, vegan, and cruelty-free, and sustainable for all skin types. Take the skin quiz, come clean risk-free. If any product you try doesn't work for you, they'll replace it with something that does, pure and simple with free returns. In the Clean Essentials Kit, which I got, which I love, that I'm actually traveling with in New York, which is perfect because everything is travel size, they give you your daily skincare routine, and it's the cleanest skincare routine you can think of. The Clean Essentials Kit features travel size of 4 everyday non-toxic skin essentials, the OC Ocean Cleanser, which I love, the Indi Lee COQ10 Cleanser, Ursa Major Golden Hour, very deep moisturizing lotion, and the Full Lane refillable soap, which can be used on truly anything and everything you can think of. I love this Clean Essentials Kit. I love this OC Ocean Cleanser. It's so great. It's honestly, it's making my skin feel so fresh, so clean. And I love knowing that everything I'm putting on my face is natural. So for only $22, that's over 50% off. Try the Clean Essentials Kit today. Go to fullane.com, fullane.com/lovin to try the kit and enter promo code LOVIN at checkout for free shipping. That is $22. That's over 50% off to try the Clean Essentials Kit today by going to fullane, fullane.com/lovin with the promo code LOVIN at checkout for free shipping.
You guys, you're listening to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Yay.
It's low. Sorry, I've been so absent the past couple weeks. People have been DMing me like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I'm just busy. Oh my God, I've been traveling nonstop. Hi, you guys. Hi, I'm here with Julie and Greta.
Hello.
Hi. You guys, we're all in Jilly's apartment. This is actually, in the 3 long years of Lady Lovin', this is the first time we've ever recorded at your apartment.
You think?
Yeah, I know.
I know, actually.
Well, happy to have you.
It was always when we were doing recording at apartments. Oh, yeah. It was always between me and Lowe's.
That's
for
true.
For the first year, I would say, it was at mine. And then we switched to Lowe's. And then we would go and record at your office.
Mm-hmm. And we switched back to your apartment,
then
too.
We would bounce between my back apartment and your office.
Yeah.
You know, and what? This is the first time we've ever done it at your apartment.
I know. And I'm actually really upset about it because my plant, Greta and Lo told me today that my beautiful plant has a fungus and now I have to throw it out.
It's actually not a fungus. It's just bugs.
Oh, it has bugs. So now I have to throw it out.
It's just overwatered and it's...
I took too good care of my plant and killed it.
It's toast.
You just gotta, you know, plants are hard. It's a finicky thing. And you think you are doing your plant, like serving your plant well by watering it a bunch. But in reality, you're drowning it.
I didn't realize.
The issue is those little white bugs that like look like cotton. Like you have to get off every single bug or else they just reproduce. Like it's crazy. If you leave one on there, it will come back just to the same degree that you already have it. And you also need to like spray them with this spray that kills them. It's a process. I've lost a tree to this bug.
You know, I had a good run with this plant. It's been about 5 months.
You can get another plant. I mean, you could probably like really salvage it, but I just like don't think that that's the route for you.
Well,
I think you should get a cactus.
I think you need to call the place.
Cactus doesn't go with the vibe in here.
Do you know who got you this plant? Do you know where you bought it from?
Yeah, the Flower District. They have a plant shop.
So I would go in there and be like, I bought a tree from you and it has this bug, this like invasive species bug, and I have no other plants in my apartment, so I know that this tree had a bug on it when I first bought it and I need you to give me a new tree.
Yeah, I'll call them and they'll come take it and replace it.
Yeah, I think so.
They're great. They delivered it.
Because you really don't have any other plants in here and it can go from plant to plant. Like that's how it spreads. And since you don't have any other plants, you know that it came with the tree.
Your plant has plant fleas.
Yeah.
Great.
It's okay.
You guys,
it's disappointing.
Outside of Jilly's plant, tonight we are coming at you live from Caroline's on Broadway.
Yes.
For those listeners, look, if you're listening to this early Monday morning and you are in the tri-state area and you want to get your ass in this city for a night of fun and joy with the three of us, we would love to see you there.
And delicious zucchini fries.
Yes, yeah. We always love to plug those zucchini fries.
There's a lot of unhealthy food that's the best kind of unhealthy food.
It's delicious.
Like nachos, my favorite.
Fries. I love anything fried.
Yeah.
And they have all different kinds of martinis like we talked about the other day.
We did. We talked about that a lot.
We should, now that we're here with Lo, we should bring up that concept with her and see what she thinks.
That's true.
But we can do that really quickly after we continue plugging our live show.
Yes.
Yes. Get tickets tonight. We're going to be live at 7:30 at Caroline's on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you there.
Oh, also, I wanted to shout out a lady loving flan named Mackenzie that I met at a caviar party.
Whoa.
She works for the caviar company.
Okay, I thought you meant that like a... Wait, what do you mean? Like a literal caviar, like the eggs?
Yes. Yeah.
Like works for a caviar.
Oh, got it. Like, I thought you meant like company. Caviar, like the...
Food delivery. App?
Yeah. No. That party that you were at looked really bougie.
My friend, Nicholas Jamay, because you guys know I'm like a wannabe food influencer. My friend, Nicholas Jamay, who's one of the co-founders of Sweetgreen, his mother... and family has a champagne line. So I went to the 20th anniversary of the champagne.
What is their champagne?
Gosh. It's called La Caravelle.
La Caravelle. Cool.
Yeah.
That's like a dream. What a luxurious business to be in. So being like, oh, I own champagne. My business is champagne. That is so luxe. That is like, super. Honestly.
Well, they're French.
I know. That makes it
they're
even
very
more
chic
and luxe. Like, I know. That's what I want. That's what my plan for my future is to like pop off, be a huge star, and then I'm gonna open a natural winery.
Okay.
And it's gonna be
earthy.
Yeah, very delicious.
I love a natural wine.
I love natural wine because you know what? All of like the added sulfites that like your wine naturally creates sulfates in the fermentation process.
Yeah.
That's a natural occurrence, so it happens. But we add more. It's like we're adding more preservatives to our wine, which is why you get so fucking hungover after drinking wine. So in natural wines, you don't need to like pack in all of the other sulfates that other wines that are not natural or not organic, for example, need to have. And I can drink so much natural wine, have the best time, and wake up in the morning and feel great.
And like, frankly, I like a natural, funky, earthy flavor.
Me too. I like a funky, weird, effervescent situation.
Me too. I'm available.
Back to my champagne party, the last thing I want to say, flower shop, you know those cakes that you cut open and the sprinkles fall out?
Yes.
So she created a cake with gold sprinkles that was in the shape of the champagne bottle.
That's so cute.
So when you popped off the champagne bottle, gold sprinkles popped out.
That's cute.
Have you guys ever opened up a champagne bottle with a knife?
No, but I've seen it done.
Like a saber. Yeah, like a saber. Yeah.
I just, for me, there's certain things that don't excite me enough to risk. You know what I mean?
I would love to try that.
Yeah.
I think I'd be good at it. I think low would be great.
I don't need that challenge. You know?
Makes me nervous.
Well, did you know that at the restaurant Catch, like if you're partying there at night, they will, for like $900, you can get like a bottle of wine, a bottle of champagne and a saber to like do
that. That's what I mean. Like at the clubs, I've seen bottles of champagne.
That's like being dangerous. Like people off. That are drunk should not be having knives.
No. It's normally the bottle girls.
And the bottle girl, I thought you meant that they like let the people at the table pop off with the saber.
No,
like,
maybe that Catch, very they let you
at Catch, I think they'll let you saber it. But like, no, if you're like out at the club,
I was like, they can't just pass you out like thick knives to people to just be like chopping bottles.
To be honest, if you like don't know how to properly pop a bottle of champagne, if you're one of those assholes that like flicks it open with your thumb, that is a hazard.
Well, also if you hold it low, like where your hands are at your belly button, and you pop it off,
just really gently and tightly. Just twist it out.
But people that pop it with their thumb and like hold it at their dick and then it like flies into someone's eye, it's like lethal.
Yeah.
Well. You know what? Flying. All of this is making me seem like I'm just way too old to ever go to the club again. I'm way too scared.
No.
It's like a danger zone. Like a club night, actually.
Me too. I've been craving a club night.
You should go to Avenue.
No.
I want to go to like One Oak.
You should go to Hip Hop Night at Avenue.
I mean, no, is that still a thing?
We want to go to One Oak and get a table at
I'm trying to get a table at One Oak.
Do you know what One Oak stands for?
Yes.
Do you guys know what One Oak stands for?
One of a kind.
Yeah, I just found that out last week.
Really? But you know what's bullshit about One Oak is now there are like nine of them, so it's not one of a kind.
Oh, correct. It's like nine of a kind?
It is. It's like nine of a kind. Yeah. But it is a one of a kind experience. I love One Oak.
I haven't been there in years.
I like love a club. Honestly, I love a fucking nightclub.
Same. I'm really good at nightclubs.
It's just so fun.
I'm so good at sitting at the table and like looking around and having my beverage.
By the way, you would be horrible at nightclubs if you had to wait in line and you didn't have a table.
I know.
Well,
everyone would be horrible at nightclubs. I only go if you don't have to wait in line and have a table.
But anyone's good at that. Not waiting in line and getting a table and getting bottles.
Yeah, but I just feel like I'm really supremely good at it.
Some people also do not like the club. Like, I know a lot of people that don't really like the club.
I like to dance.
I think it's really fun.
So I could use a
dance. I like all of it. I like to dance. I like to just, like, be in a look. I love to pop off in a look at the club.
Yeah.
I like all, but I also love a grungy bar.
Me too. But, like, I go to grungy bars all the time. It's, like, very dirty that smells
like beer. And like, there's like the music is so good.
Yeah, a grungy bar that's like playing, that's like
Third Eye Blind, and people are just crying in the corner and or like drinking Jack Daniels on
Morrissey.
The rocks.
I feel like some like Morrissey is always playing it.
And then there's like a
bars.
Random karaoke room that like one person's singing in.
Yeah, and a pool table.
That's all I want. Like the low lights that you could hit your head on.
Yeah, Hot Boys with a lot of like weird tattoos.
Yes.
You know, I'm into that.
And they're just so upset and you don't know why.
And I want to fuck all of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's like a bar that I go into regularly.
That's true.
I'm not regularly popping off at
I don't go to those
club.
Bars regularly.
I had a run when I was younger where I was regularly popping off at the club.
Oh,
me too.
Same.
We were going to Ledoux four times a week.
No. Yes. Yes. God, I've even forgotten about that part of my life. Wow.
When we lived
what
in LA.
Is Ledoux?
When Ledoux. We lived in LA, we went to this club called Ledoux.
Like number two in France?
Yeah. Yes. And they would Ledoux. Serve chocolate chip cookies at like midnight. And I was always like dancing on the like with the DJ as he was playing that Billy Joel song.
Which one?
Uptown Girl?
No.
We didn't start the fire?
No, it was like the one with all the words. No.
I mean, they all have a shitlot of words. Billy Joel songs are very word heavy.
I'm like the one with the words.
Is it Scenes from an Italian Restaurant?
Let me see. No. It was like, we didn't start the fire.
That's what I just said.
Oh, that.
It was always burning.
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
Like, da 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 Yeah. Yeah. At the club, that is such corny fucking music to play at the nightclub, Ledoux, but I love it. And I wish I were, there with you guys. Even.
We were young.
What,
we
what was so your go to club look?
My YSL tribute sandals.
Love that.
And leggings. Leggings had just come in.
I love that.
During that time.
Like an American Apparel legging?
Yeah, an American Apparel, like shiny legging. With YSL pumps.
And like an oversized silk top.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. That or, was the look.
Like, or if we were really turning up, like an Hervé Légère with a YSL. See,
I love that.
Yeah, I was never turning that much up.
I was.
I was always turning more up in like a legging and heel.
Yeah.
I would pop off in like a silver Hervé skirt or like this like eggplant Hervé Légère dress.
Yeah. Yeah. It was also like vintage t-shirts were in too. So there was like a lot of that.
I'm going to be honest with you. One of my biggest regrets in terms of like the clothing purge that I've gone through years and years and years is getting rid of my Hervé's. I wish that I never gotten rid of them.
They're kind
of
come back.
Because I had this like slate gray kind of shiny Hervé skirt that like I would love to wear now. But you know what? I think that when I had that skirt, I weighed like 117 pounds and no way I would fit into that now. I weigh 20 more pounds than that now.
I just got rid of all my Hervé's.
And Virgil's gonna do like an off-white collab with Hervé, and it's gonna be like the next. Everyone's gonna be freaking out.
I know, but Hervé is still a thing. You know, our friend Ray, who has been on our podcast before, when she was pregnant, she had to go to a black tie wedding, and she wore an Hervé gown because it's stretchy, which is so smart and cute. Smart.
That's the best. True. Actually. Her baby's very cute.
Oh, I love that baby. I was hanging out with that baby the other day. I really like babies. When you meet chill babies, they're great.
I'm really into babies these days. As well.
Your sister's baby is really cute.
My nephew is the shit. I'm obsessed with
him. But you know, it's a bummer when you meet not chill babies.
Yeah.
When you meet babies that are just like constantly upset and nothing soothes them and they're just like really upset, I feel bad for them.
I think they have stomach aches when they're like that. Like, yeah. I think something just with like their gassy. Eating is wrong. Yeah.
I know.
My sister's baby looks just like my grandma.
That's so cute.
And it's like, I'm so obsessed with that fact. And he's just the cutest thing.
My obsessed. I have a new niece.
How old is Charlie now?
Charlie's a year and a half, I think.
That's so cute.
And he wears like Nikes and he just
is he born
and, like,
April?
And like plaid shirts and puffer jackets.
Cute.
It's isn't very, he born in my birthday cool. month?
June.
That's cute. My niece is 6 months old and she has acid reflux.
Oh, poor thing.
And it's so sad because I like understand, like I have really bad acid reflux, so and I like, understand I her pain. She's born the day before my birthday.
Maybe isn't she's like a kindred spirit.
I know. She's my little Elle. She's so
her
cute.
Her name's Elle.
She's so cute. So tiny little baby.
Well, if you guys had a baby tomorrow, what would you name it?
I'm not telling.
I don't really? Know.
I can tell you what I want to name my baby, but then everyone's going to name their baby my baby's name. But that's okay.
But I've you think always, that it won't change? You think you'll forever want to name that?
I've been wanting to name my unborn baby that I debatably am. I don't know when I would have this child.
Yeah.
But if I were to have a boy, I would want to name him Lucky.
Like Brittany.
Yeah.
He's oh, so we've lucky. Talked about this.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah. And then if I had a girl, I love the name Clementine.
Oh, that's a cute
I
name.
I like that name too, but think about this.
I also like the name Josephine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I love the name Josephine, and I like the nickname Josie. Because like I love Josie and the Pussycats, exactly.
So you're just really into pop culture. Yeah. That's really what you're trying to say.
I'm really, movies in like the early aughts really yeah. influenced my like, name decisions.
The early 2000s were big for you.
Well, I always wanted my name growing up. I like hated the name Greta. I think I've talked about this before on the show, but I've always wanted to rename myself Heather when I was ooh. In elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
Of all names.
I know. Or I liked the name Sophie.
Sophie's beautiful. Cute.
And there was a girl who I went to elementary school with named Sadie, and I always liked that name too. Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be named like a really dramatic name like Jocelyn or Shoshana or like...
Do you know a girl named Shoshana? Because I don't know anyone named Shoshana.
I actually know one girl named Shoshana. She's very nice.
Wait, I think my sister knows that Shoshana too. They went to college together.
Maybe.
I think so. Or maybe it's a different Shoshana.
But I always wanted some like dramatic like... Mm-hmm. You know, why ended in like an A or Y.
Yeah.
Like, I wish my name was like Jilliana or something like that. You
like
know?
Something more like exotic.
Yeah. Just like a little bit of flavor, but like still Jewy.
I mean, I feel like Stephanie was always like a very powerful name for like young girls that I went to elementary school with.
Interesting.
Samantha, I felt like was a very popular, powerful name.
Mm-hmm. I have six friends that I'm very close with that are all named Lauren.
Six, that is true.
Like I have,
you have
across Lauren. My way, Lo mm-hmm. Bosworth, LDP, Lauren Conrad, Lauren Drew, Lauren. There's probably one I'm missing.
That's a lot of Lauren.
But four of my closest friends.
That's crazy.
Are named Lauren.
I mean, I went through a spurt of dating only guys named Matt, and that was like maybe a similar situation.
Interesting.
I've never dated a guy that has the same name of another guy that I've dated.
Do you guys date guys that like have patterns that like follow the same pattern? Like they're always like Libras or Scorpios, or like they're always like X or
they're always disheveled Jewish men with mommy issues.
Okay.
No, I have patterns. I was talking about this last night. Like if I really have a type, and I don't think I do. Like in terms of like looks wise, I feel like I've dated guys that like look relatively different across the board.
Yeah.
But I'm usually attracted to like fire signs.
I always get stuck with an October through January birthday exclusively.
I always go for June or March, April.
Mm. See, I was going to say, I feel like because I'm an Aries, I feel like you'd be good with an Aries.
Yeah. I always get matched up with those damn Scorpios.
What's a March, April?
A March, April is an Aries.
Yeah. I always go for Aries or Geminis.
Yeah. That's Gina. That's me. That is my chart.
Oh, yeah. Because you also said that we would date if you were a boy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Well, my son is in Aries.
I forgot about
my moon is in Aquarius and my rising is Gemini.
Do you think that I should go for something new besides an Aries or a Gemini?
Sure. Why not?
Look, it's hard because like you don't really know who like what you're meeting. You know what I mean?
But you're attracted to certain people.
Yes.
And like for me, they always are these same kinds of people.
Well, it's a certain energy. It's a certain vibe.
I guess that's true.
You know what? I'm really shocked about that there isn't a dating app that matches you with your sign. Like, why doesn't that exist? Because there's every dating app is like it's hit or miss, right? You never know what you're going to get. And so it's like, I would just go on it for fun.
Should we build it just for fun?
Well, you know why that doesn't exist?
Like, why?
Because I feel like, first of all, a lot of people don't believe in this shit.
Yeah, but second like, of all, like a, just another
yeah,
way, like
funny.
There's just so many different things you have on dating apps. Like you could like the girl messages guy, like all of that doesn't really matter. Like in the long run,
it would be
but it's like
so,
I think it'd be so funny to have something like that.
It would be really easy to just like the way the app works would be you just enter in your information. It matches your birth chart with another person's birth chart, and just like then you guys can just like start talking.
Yeah,
but the compatibility is based on like
your
a pseudoscience.
It'd be so funny. Why not?
I mean, I'd be down.
At this point, people are trying anything. I mean, there's so many different weird things on these apps.
The first, like years ago, maybe when I was in high school, I thought that there should be a dating app that matched people based on their iTunes libraries.
I love that.
Because it would like show compatibility and like music that you listen to and whatever.
I don't need a guy that likes the same music as me. Normally, I have way better music taste than anyone I date.
I know, but I think that like it shows something about your personality. Like I'm not, for example, dating a guy that like, because I've done it, I'm not dating a guy that like loves fish.
Yeah,
so,
I did
like,
that once
if
too.
His, like,
that's like a rite of passage. I think everyone's dated a guy that loves fish.
Every like white Jewish girl has dated a white Jewish boy that loves fish, honestly. It's true, especially for East Coasters. Like fish is like a birthright
did
for a Jewish
boy. Did you know that
boy.
I had a boyfriend that I really loved, and so I went to the fish festival and camped?
What?
Jilly, that
you
is...
You camped?
For
what
one
do you
night.
Mean?
I like camping in like the proper woods, but not at a festival.
That's what I mean.
I did like, one night.
How old were you?
23, 24.
And you had to listen to that trash music?
I was very confused because it was a very calm festival. Like people were just like very like floaty. And I was way too hypey for this.
Smoking marijuana and watching fish. That's it.
But like, yeah, I did do that. That's true love.
Truly, fish songs are like 45 minutes long.
I know.
Like, imagine being in the studio and you think the song is going to be done. And they're like, no, not yet. And then they keep playing one song. Truly, 35 minute songs. Fluffhead, their most famous song, is like a 28 minute long song.
It's crazy.
I'm not familiar with fish. Like, I have heard of fish many times. Like, my friend Keegan goes to fish on New Year's Eve, like three nights in a row, like every year. But I'm not like...
What's the craziest thing you've ever done for a boy? Is it the craziest thing you've ever done for a boy? Go and camp out a fish? Craziest
thing?
No. Or not the craziest thing. I would say the most, what is the most out of character thing you've ever done for a relationship?
Well, remember when I was observed Shabbat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was gnarly.
No, I think I go above and beyond for all my relationships in different ways. So I could tell you from each one what I've done, but, you know.
I can't think of anything in, like, particular, just, like, experiencing long extended pain and suffering.
Yeah.
For a man.
Yeah.
I've, like, done things like, yeah, I've got, I also, that same guy that I went to, I did a lot of nice things for him. He ran, like, 50-mile races, so I would go with him on the races to, like, weird locations.
Yeah.
So that's supportive. Like, I'm very supportive.
Like, you are a very
hand off a power bar.
You're a very supportive girlfriend.
Julie is. She just jumps in.
The last guy I dated, I liked all the stuff, so it was, like, didn't feel like...
like a task. Yeah, it was just like a support system. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's hard when you're dating someone too that you really like to like ground yourself and be like, what is too much? Do you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I would always feel like I was doing all of this stuff and I would like do too much, but I like loved them and then that was just the way it was.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you give everything and they don't give enough back, you're like,
Yeah, you're like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
One time I became obsessed with a guy that I met at the beach and like I fell in love with him in a night and he did not fall in love with me, but I did patch his pants for him and mailed them back to him.
Whoa.
Isn't that intense?
Is this that bartender on Nantucket?
Yes. I said that with such shame. Yes. I'm fully psychotic.
I've mailed clothes to guys.
No, I'm like a full, like, it's like definitely calmed down a lot as I've gotten older. But yeah. Like young Greta was psycho, like crazy. I would do crazy shit.
Like what? Besides patching pants?
Oh, I also sent that guy a book, like found a book. Like he was like, this is so quintessential like hot surfer guy. He loved Moby Dick and like loved it, and I like found this like very old edition of Moby Dick and just like sent it to him unsolicited. He didn't want this shit at all, mind you. He's like 13 years older than me, so he's like, why is this 20-year-old sending me like
a classic tale,
all of this shit. It's just like crazy. I've also just like done too much. Like I've just done, but that was what you do when you're like between like 18 and whatever. Oh, no. When I was a senior in high school, or no, the summer going into my senior year, I was dating a guy who was a freshman in college and I was just like obsessed with him and he left and we were like trying to stay together and blah, blah, blah. I sent him a care package where I literally baked him banana bread and sent him like 2 loaves of banana bread. I sent him speakers for his dorm. I sent him like crazy ass shit. Like, why would I do that? Why would I spend my money sending him speakers?
I don't know, because you were in true love.
I'm the same. I spend a lot of money on the people that I date.
I was just done.
I like do so many gifts and presents for people.
I love sending gifts.
It's very sweet.
Although love languages. One time I sent the last guy I dated balloons because he
was really sweet.
Did like something exciting in his career. And so I like sent him balloons. And that's, I remember really nice. I told Sydney,
yeah,
who I'm obsessed with. She was on our podcast before, if you guys don't remember. And she was like, girl, no. She's like, no. She's like, you crazy. I was like, oh, my God.
I mean,
she was like, no, I'm breaking up with you too.
Love is love. You do weird shit when you love someone.
I know.
I like got burned though. Like I also dated this guy, my finance boyfriend. I like made him a painting.
You made him a painting?
Oh yeah. I sent it to him all the way from Arizona. Your gifts
are very odd. Mine are more like, okay, I'll just pay something.
You know, I went through like a very crafty time with gift giving. Yeah, like very Etsy. I was like making stuff. And now I'm just like, this is bullshit. I'm not doing that. I'll like write you a nice card. But Abe's birthday is next week.
What are you getting him?
I do not know. And I'm sorry. I know Abe will listen to this, but I do not know what I'm getting him. actually, next weekend, I'm taking him to Laguna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun. Where are you staying?
At Hotel Joaquin.
Cute.
I don't even know where that is.
It just opened. It's this this place called Caracchia in Palm Springs, this hotel that we stayed at that we're obsessed with. And they opened up in like a sister property in Laguna.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to stay there. And I really have no idea what to do in Laguna.
You have to go to Zinc Cafe because it's my favorite place. Yeah, I love it
there. Oh, yeah, Zinc.
You should call my mom. So come out.
I'm like, Abe, happy birthday. We're going to go out with Jilly's parents.
You should go out to dinner with my parents because they're so much fun.
I would love to get a cocktail.
And then you should have coffee with my mom because she's also just fun.
I love your mom.
I told her to go to Sanshigo because that's the only thing I could think of.
Don't go to Sanshigo.
That's good food. It's good sushi.
I think that what we're going to do, we're going to get there. We're going to have dinner at the hotel. We're going to get drunk. We're going to have sex. Then we're going to wake up in the morning, take a bath, have massages, have more sex, and eat some food.
You should walk around the montage because you can have lunch there and it's really beautiful.
You can go on a hike.
I think I'm going to go on a hike.
And then you should go out to Nick's for dinner.
What's Nick's?
It's really
good. We live in South Laguna, so we don't go into town that much. And so that's why I was struggling to think of places.
I don't even know like where this hotel is in location.
I've got the places. Just, you know, okay. I'll go to Nick's.
We're going to Nick's, babe. We're going to Nick's. Wear your desert boots.
The funny thing, last time I was in Laguna, I was wearing my Yeezys, RIP. And my dad was like, "What is on your feet?"
And he just couldn't understand.
Couldn't understand it. And it was just no one else in Laguna has Yeezys, I don't think.
I mean, probably not. It's a beach town. It is a beach town. It's a very, like, flip-flop vibe.
Very flip-flop vibe. My dad was just like, "I don't understand. Like, why are you wearing orthopedic shoes out to dinner?" He was so confused.
Maybe, like, at LBHS, there's one person with a Yeezy.
Yeah, probably in high school, definitely, but not at Nick's.
Not at Nick's.
Wow. How do you feel about reunions, like high school reunions?
I'm never going to one again.
I didn't go.
You went.
I was actually shocked.
Surprised? Yeah, I was surprised too.
Low into our 10-year, I didn't go.
Yeah, I was the most drunk person at our 10-year reunion.
I mean,
without a doubt.
Great. Good for you.
I would never. My 10-year
reunion. I sent myself home.
I would actually love to go to my 10-year reunion because I just feel like I had such a great relationship with everyone in high school.
That's nice. Be like, "Hey, what's up?" My 10-year reunion happened and I didn't go.
Yeah,
I didn't go. I did not have a good finale to my senior year of high school.
Everyone wrote down like on a card.
What?
Like on the last day of school, something like a secret. And I have them all.
What do you mean? Like you have them all from 2005 or four?
From 2004.
Where are they? Do you ever read them?
They're like in the garage. I have to like find them and I need to like give them to like our like commute. Like who's our like.
Jake Wheeler?
I don't think Jake Wheeler is in charge anymore. He's just senior class president.
No, he did the reunion, right?
Okay, so I should just.
He's the one.
Wheeler is still in charge, Jilly, so you need to send him them.
I'll send him a DM and say, "Hey, I've got all these cards for when you play on the next reunion."
Yeah.
You
Do you know that it's our college 10-year reunion now this year?
This year?
2008? 18, yeah.
Wait, so that was actually, we graduated 10 years ago in May or whatever.
Yep.
Your 10-year high school reunion was 2014.
You guys are really making me feel old.
This coming year, there's another reunion coming up for you guys. It's your 15-year.
Thank you, Greta.
Then go to that 20-year, Jilly. Bring those secrets.
It's our 15-year from high school.
Oh, my God. Next year's our 15-year high school
You guys,
reunion.
When we do Lady Levin in 30 years from now, we can revisit this conversation. And then you'll be like, "We graduated high school 40 years ago."
Wow. True.
Isn't that cray?
It is.
Okay, let's take a little break and then we come back. Let's talk about our personal lives.
Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamonds. If you've never heard of lab-grown diamonds, the biggest thing to know about them is that they have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds but are made in a lab. And while natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, making them more affordable at $200 for a quarter carat plus the cost setting. You want to know my favorite thing about them? They come in different colors. You can get them in pink, blue, or white. Pink and blue natural diamonds are so rare, you've probably never seen one before. But now you can own a lab-grown one or several. They've got necklaces and earrings for birthdays, beach days, or just because days. Treat yourself or give one as a gift to your bestie. Just saying, I've got a birthday coming up and pink is definitely my favorite color. Just check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/lovin. Today's episode is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. And you guys, that means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. I actually personally have used Talkspace before, and I was chatting with a really nice therapist for a little while, and she gave me some pointers on anxiety, so it was good. No matter what you guys need to get off your chest, whenever you need to do it, you can talk about your everyday challenges at work or at home, about life, whatever. Just get onto Talkspace and have this amazing therapist who is dedicated for you talk to you. They're going to help you make positive changes in your life. So if you guys want $45 off your first month, just go to Talkspace.com/LadyLovin and use our favorite code LadyLovin to get $45 off your first month and show your support for our show. That's LadyLovin and Talkspace.com/LadyLovin.
Okay, and we're back.
Do you want to tell me about your personal life?
No, I wanted to know about your personal life. My personal life is boring as shit. You have been so busy with work. We want to hear what's going on. You've been traveling so much. You've been on the apps, dating boys, texting, talking, DMing, traveling, jet setting. What's going on?
So
what's
mostly
going on in the world of low? Take us through your day.
Okay, so I'm back in New York full time, which is wonderful. I feel...
How was the move back? Like repacking all of your shit and moving back. Did you find that you went through another purge or did you find that...
I went through another purge. Yes.
That's good.
100%. I purge at every turn.
You know, Marie Kondo, your life.
I read Marie Kondo years ago and I have been applying it ever since. And
well, like, you know, Marie Kondo has a show on Netflix coming out.
Yes.
What's it called? Purge?
I think it's called...
Masterful Japanese Tidy Your Life or something.
Oh. That would make more sense than...
It's called Get Your Shit Together by Marie Kondo.
Yeah. I feel like every year when you come to my house, there's less and less stuff.
Yeah, I have no shit in my house now.
Me neither. Okay, so I moved back to New York and I feel very happy with my decision. I feel so productive and like thrilled to be here and excited to wake up every morning.
Did you feel shame?
Shame, why?
We have a lot of girls that like, girls, women, we have a lot of women that write into us being like, you know, they're trying something and they're, you know, that fear of being like, oh, this didn't work for me. I need to actually go back on this decision.
Oh no, no shame.
That's good.
I made the decision and I felt really excited by it the whole time. I mean, being in LA for me, I was like a little hurt puppy and I needed to hang out with my mom and my dad. And that, as I reflect back on it, I just needed to like be at home with my family. Do you
like
know what I mean?
Like a little bear cub.
Yeah, exactly. And so I got that time that I needed with my family, like 10 or 11 months. And I made the decision to come back to New York, and I was in New York so frequently that everyone was like, girl, just go back to New York. So I have been working so much, but it's really exciting and it's all really positive. So day to day now, I'm focused primarily on Love Wellness, and I have partners, we're hiring people. It's the real deal. So everything is going wonderfully, and I couldn't be more excited, and I feel really proud of myself. Like, as silly as that sounds, like I'm building something, it's actually working, and it's really cool to have that experience.
That's great.
And I feel really fortunate to be in the position that I'm in right now. But my schedule and my like day-to-day life is really different from what I am used to, because you know, up until this point, a couple of years ago, I was just, you know, creating content and doing influencer stuff. And so my schedule was more flexible and now it's not. But I really appreciate it. I actually really like this kind of new, like day-to-day lifestyle or schedule. So mostly I've just been working, to be honest with you, and traveling. Right. I've been on like 8 airplanes in the last 2 weeks. That's so I'm going to China in a couple days.
Love that.
Which will be great.
Where are you going?
Shanghai and Shenzhen.
Cool. Yeah. I've never been to China.
Me neither. I've been to Asia, but I have not been to China. So it's will be rad.
How long will you be there for?
Just a couple days. Like less than a week. We're just going to chat with some manufacturers and eat some dumplings.
Love that.
Pet a panda, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. And then come back. But I feel like I've really turned the page just in so many different ways. I feel like really positive and happy every day. And just being back has been a pleasure. And yeah, boys, you know.
Boys.
Well, I have all these like weird old years long relationships, mm-hmm. you know, with like all of these like men in New York that I'm trying to like figure out, put behind me in like a meaningful way, because it just was like stupid. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I don't need that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm. But it's when you can admit that to yourself, that's the most like freeing thing.
Yeah. So I feel really open at this place, at this great. Point, honestly. And that feels good. And I also just feel really confident about all the things I'm doing in my own life. And so I just don't feel so like desperate to be with somebody and like, you know what I mean? Like if it's like not working, I'll be like quick to like just pull the plug. And move on. You know what I mean? I went out with somebody this week who's really great. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting. It's really nice.
Jilly?
I've been working really hard and I haven't even been thinking about dating, which this week was like the first time where I was like, wow, I should probably like date. But it was like, I should probably date, not like I really want to date. So that's kind of interesting.
Just like,
I don't know like how you probably have time should, to date. But you don't want to. I don't really have that much
like,
time.
I have zero time. I really haven't like even thought about it. I've been meeting a lot of people and been having like, you know, enjoying all of my, you know, conversations in life and work, but I haven't had a second to even think about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Honestly, like my schedule's booked out through like next Monday. So like, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's another job.
Yes, it is. It does feel like that. It really like put into perspective how much I put into my last relationship. Like I put in probably as much as I did like with my work. You know what I mean?
I mean, relationships are really fucking time consuming.
And now I'm spending all that time. I don't know how I could actually be in a relationship right now based off of how much work I have.
Right. It's just, I just don't have time. It's too much. But maybe it's not too much. It's necessary work.
I'll probably like, I don't even know. I'm not really focused on it. I'll meet someone when I meet someone.
You will
yeah.
have this breakthrough where you're like, okay, I'm ready. I have enough time, or I don't have enough time, but like you just, you will experience the breakthrough and then you'll know like, okay.
It's not even that like I'm not ready. I just like haven't thought about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I don't even feel like, I think earlier in the summer I was, you know, still pretty upset about the breakup, but like.
But I think if you're not thinking about it, yeah. like then you're not ready. I think if you're I think if you're so busy and like, I don't think if it's not coming into your brain at all, post-breakup, yeah. I think that's an indicator that you're just like not quite there yet.
Yeah.
And I think that you should go on dates as a social experiment in your own life to see how it makes you feel.
I just don't even have time though. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, right, I don't, it's not even that like I'm like not ready because I'm still, you know, upset about the past or whatever. It's more just I'm not ready because I just don't have a minute to focus on anyone else but myself. Like, right. You guys know how much I love to exercise, and I really don't exercise as much anymore. So, like, I have zero time.
Work in life.
Work.
Such a delicate balance.
Yes, it is. But it's nice kind of to just, like, deep dive into it and not really think about anything but that for once.
Well, yeah. Because you can't just, like, your whole life can't be work. It also can't all just be a relationship. It needs to be like a happy combination of things. But there is the fear, like so many people are so scared that they're just going to end up alone their entire life. And I will say to that, you do need to like put in effort to putting yourself out there.
Yeah, I should. I definitely don't put in any effort, but I probably will maybe in the new year.
When I see people that are like truly alone as like older people that, I don't know, just are living lives alone, it does make me like sad, even though they might be really happy. That's just my projection of how I feel.
Yeah.
Some people are very happy living completely alone and single and fine. But like, I think that aging is something that like I personally would not want to do alone.
Yeah. Oh, me neither.
No, I definitely want to be with someone. I just don't really
I was
now.
Just like, I was just thinking about like the general trajectory of life, you know, no. How like, because I have to say like, I am incredible. We've talked about this before, but I'm very scared of aging. It's not aging into my 30s and 40s that scares the shit out of me. It's like becoming 70 and 80. And like, it's that time that scares me.
Yeah.
And it gives me like, when I think about that, it gives me such tremendous anxiety that I don't know why. It's the thought of becoming like an older woman like that really freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm just terrified.
Well, that's okay. Like, everybody has their things.
I just don't think that, like, my mom hated aging so much. Like, there was no aspect of it that she liked.
Yeah.
So I think I had a lot of, like, that growing up, that she just thought it was terrible, terrible, so bad. She hated how she, like, looked and felt and all of this stuff. And when my mom died, she was only 58. So, like, my mom wasn't even that old, you know? So I think I just had a lot of that in my brain growing up that has just made aging seem so scary.
Yeah, no, I understand. 100%. You know?
But like, I want to be hot like Jane Fonda. Did you guys watch Jane Fonda's movie?
She's so beautiful.
Which movie?
Oh my God, her documentary on HBO.
No.
Life changing.
What's it called?
Jane Fonda in 5 Acts.
Ooh. Whoa.
Chic.
I really would like to watch the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary.
Also fabulous. That's on Netflix.
Killer.
Incredible.
Yeah.
We can watch that tonight, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. We could.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is Sunday, so then tomorrow is Monday.
It is.
And then we will be seeing all of our listeners tomorrow night.
What are you... Tonight.
Tonight. Sorry, tonight. Yeah.
What's going on in your life, Greta?
You know, I'm here in New York and I really miss it a lot, but I do like that I get to come back here. Also, it's fucking cold today, and I'm not going to lie, you guys, being in California in the sun when it's like not cold is really nice.
Yeah.
But
it's like a wintry mix today.
I know. It's
not,
like, it's
not
brick.
Genuine, but
the
like,
thing is,
it's cold.
I'm just an East Coast girl, so like not having seasons is really fucking me up. Like, I'm about to pop off with decorations on my house for Halloween.
Get it.
I mean, that's what I'm really excited
about.
Are
you going to go for like a white pumpkin or an orange pumpkin?
Orange. Okay. And I'm having a pumpkin carving party. I wish you guys were in LA to do that. But I'm going to carve pumpkins. I'm really going to pop off. And I want to make my house really scary. You know, I want to be the scary house on the block. But that takes a lot of time and commitment. And
so
like,
much.
And I wanted to build a coffin and like put it in my front yard not even a coffin, just like a box. And like, I wanted to lay in it and someone would cover me with hay. And then when kids would come up, I'd pop out and scare the shit out of them.
Oh my God.
Because there was a house that did that growing up. My friend Ian, his dad did that too growing up. And to me, that just sounds like so much fun.
It's also like you're acting. So you're just practicing
your
craft.
You know, I love a role.
You
exactly.
Do.
I love a role. I love like, and there was a house that scared the shit out of me growing up where, in hindsight, it was very odd. There, this house, this it was super steep driveway. So you would march up to this house and it was so like ominous and spooky. And they would like shut off all of their lights and would only have like one orange flickering light.
Yeah.
And they had those like sensor noise machines where you'd walk by and someone would be like, whoa, ha, 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 ha. You know, it was scary. Yeah. And you got to the door and you'd open it. And the woman who lived there, I would always remember her being in some like skimpy kind of bikini-esque type like look.
Whoa.
Planet of the Apes kind of like situation. Mm-hmm. And then her husband was in a full-on gorilla suit, like scary. And he would act like a really scary-ass gorilla. And they would scare the shit out of me. And I always would get so scared going to their house. And the worst part about it is, do you want to know what they would give us?
What?
Snyder's pretzels.
Shut up.
I love a pretzel.
No, Jilly, not when you're
not
5 and 6.
I guess.
When you hike up to this house that's so fucking scary, you know you're about to have this shit scared out of you, and then you need to endure this traumatic experience just to receive a bag of pretzels.
I love the originality of it, though. We're not going to go chocolate. We're going to give you something salty. It's a great mix. Have you ever had popcorn and chocolate? Salt and sweet.
A pretzel is like a health food.
A pretzel is not a health food.
On Halloween, it is the health food.
I just feel like the fact that we still have pretzels, it's like we are so primitive still. It's like, let's upgrade this. Like, how is this still a popular snack? I don't get it. They're fucking salty. They are so dry. They have no flavor. Like, a soft pretzel at a ball game, I can... I don't know what I'm saying.
Like, how many ball games are you frequenting where you're getting like, a soft pretzel?
Lo called me the other day and was like, do you want to go to the Dodgers game?
But I couldn't.
And I would have gone.
I love baseball.
I know. And they're baseball fun.
Is boring.
It's not boring.
Baseball is fun to sit in the sun, suck down a few dogs, and have some beer.
Basketball's for me.
Hockey is my number one live sport.
You guys, it's the postseason. The Dodgers are going to the World Series. Do you know how stressed I am?
Lo is freaking out. She is only wearing Dodger blue from here for the rest of...
You guys, this week, no dates, just the World Series.
Lo, I swear, if you do not send me a photo every day of you in some form of Dodgers gear, I'm not going to believe you.
We were texting last night. God, just like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm watching the Dodger game.
I know. I said on her Instagram, I was like, wow, Saturday night, she's watching the Dodgers. I texted Lo at 11 p.m.
She was like, I was like, what's up? She was like, just watching the Dodgers go to the World Series. Woo! And I was like... Okay, girl.
You're like, we're like, are you at a guy's house? Like, yeah, what's happening?
So are you sucking dick or or you're just watching a Dodgers game?
Sometimes.
No, but like a pretzel to me is just...
Whatever. My favorite house had like the apple with the caramel and they dipped it in.
Yes.
And it was like, it was in our neighbor's house, but you'd go there and you had to stick your hand in like the spaghetti.
Oh, I love that.
And that was all I remember is that and the...
One year, in the same vein of the spaghetti, my mom unpeeled all of these grapes, and then you had to put your hand in a bowl of unpeeled grapes, and it was like so creepy. It felt like eyeballs.
Do you want to know what scares me up this? I feel like I'm going to be a horrible mom because I don't want to do any of that.
That's okay.
I hate decorations. I don't like do any like crafts or cooking. So
okay,
am I
going to
be like the worst mother ever?
No, because my mom was not a craft mom at all. My mom never made shit, never did any of that. However, my mom loved Halloween. But you know what's cool about Halloween is when you don't give a shit, when you're not like my mom... Like how all of us will be. If you're not a mom that's like, and the decoration goes here, and we put that there, and then that. If you're not going to be like that, you can. I remember she used to give my sister and I the bag of the cobwebs that you can get at like CVS, and she would just let us like put it all over the bushes and like
and then we would carve pumpkins, which is good for her
because that was a thing we could do without her. We could do it with our babysitter. She didn't need to be there, and that was it.
My mom has gray pumpkins. They're like a cool, that's like chic. Light bluish gray pumpkin. With white pumpkins, and then my sister has white pumpkins, of course.
Wow.
And I'm just like,
does she carve the white pumpkins?
No, they're for decoration.
No, see, to me, that's just like an autumnal
decoration. What do you think my parents are gonna carve? Like, two people in their 60s
you know
are
what?
Gonna have a
I'm gonna
pumpkin
bring them,
carving.
I'm having a pumpkin carving party, and guess what? I am going down to Laguna 2 days later and I will bring them a carved pumpkin.
Could you imagine my parents like doing that for like a fun activity?
If you send me a photo of Charlie, I could.
Carve him.
Do carve him into the pumpkin. But then I feel like I need to give it to your sister.
I've just like never been someone that's like a big fan of these big holidays.
I like love Halloween because I love candy and I love getting spooky.
I do like to dress up.
Yeah. And also Halloween was special for us too because it was next to my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
So like it was always like a festive time.
So this is like a celebration for you. So you're just very excited.
Yeah. I mean, I love Halloween. I love the kid aspect of Halloween.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm excited to live in a neighborhood and pass out candy.
My favorite holiday is just a 3-day weekend.
I love a 3-day weekend. Wait, what are you going to dress up for Halloween? We talked about this
a few
weeks ago.
You're going to do a makeup look. Yeah. I might do like a Pat McGrath Sparkle Lip.
Oh, yeah, that's what you wanted to do. I remember that now. We talked about this on the show. Wait, what are you going to be for Halloween?
And I'm just going to wear black.
I don't know. Guys, I'll really, truly, I want to be a ghost one year and just wear a white sheet with eyeball holes.
My ex-boyfriend did that one year. Cam.
One year, he truly...
Just got a bed sheet and cut out eye holes. It was actually very funny.
For years, I have wanted to be a ghost, but...
I don't think you can do that now, though.
I know, it's hard.
It's also too...
And how am I supposed to sip a beverage as a ghost?
I have an
idea. It's hard.
You could be someone that's been ghosted or a ghost that ghosts people.
And that's like a more, very like tech you could do spin.
Like
a
literal, yeah, too you could far. Do more of too
a
far.
Literal ghost.
This is like a millennial.
I
want to
be a classic ghost. I guess I'll wait until I like have a house and I have trick or treaters.
I've always wanted to be Frankenstein and do like the full green face makeup and like the spooky thing with the bolt in my neck. I've always wanted to do that.
I think it'd be really fun to be Shrek 1 year.
Yeah, I wanted. You know what I wanted to go as Plumpy from Candyland, who was the green furry guy. But I think I'm gonna go as Queen Frostine from Candyland and be a little more like hot for the kids, you know?
Ooh.
Love or just it, like, Greta. I thought we already had this conversation. Didn't we already have this conversation I told you that you're having trick or treaters, so you need to not dress hot. You just need to dress more casual.
Yeah, but I said, but now I've decided Queen Frostine's not hot. She's beautiful. Hot.
Okay, you're elegant. You're going Abe elegant.
Will be there. She wants to look sexy for her man.
No, but she said before. She goes, Abe, I really want to wear like a, she's like, I want to wear a scandalous Halloween costume, but I have trick or treaters. And I was like, do not do a scandalous Halloween
I've actually
costume.
Changed my mind. I'm dressing up as a slutty nurse and Abe is going to be my patient.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. But I think that I want to do something like cute for the kids. I want to be like a Disney character so that they love me. I would love to be her. Are they doing a Wizard of Oz remake?
You should actually do is pass out fortune cookies and every kid gets a little fortune.
That's cute. That's a good idea, Jilly. Yeah. But see,
maybe I will be good at this.
Yeah, that
don't
is.
Don't kids want candy? Not other shit.
Yeah, kids
but I
want
also
candy.
Think that you could like help. You could like mentally stimulate them as well, so they would read something.
You
while
think
they
fortunes
open it.
Are mentally stimulating?
It makes you think. If you're
yeah,
eight,
but they'd just
why not?
Be confused. They'd read it and they'd be like, "This doesn't apply to me. I'm not in an existential place in my life."
What is like a popular fortune? It's like
you will have great wealth or something.
Someone is thinking about you. That's, someone special is thinking about
no
you.
No kid wants that.
Yeah.
No.
They want Skittles, okay? Taste
yeah,
the
they want like Take Fives. They want Twix. They want to pop off. They want like that. They want that Reese's with the Reese's Pieces inside.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. It is a huge Reese's cup. Have you not seen this?
No.
Oh my God, it is a... Yeah, what is wrong with me? This is what happens. I move to LA and I get a television and I see
and you know
everything.
Everything.
And I was so anti getting a television and now I am a fucking TV rat. Whatever.
Do you watch real TV or do you have your like Apple TV plugged in and you just watch streaming services?
I'm mostly like a streamer, but like when I do find myself... because. We have two TVs in our house and only one TV has like a cable hookup. And when I find myself in front of that, that is dangerous for me.
Bravo.
I don't know. I watch a lot of true crime stuff and then like I get into like American Pickers and then I'll get into like.
I love American Pickers.
Yeah,
I used
it's really
to watch
good.
That.
I just like animal shows and documentaries.
I watch a lot of like Animal Planet stuff.
Mostly I just watch talk shows.
I don't do any of that.
I like to watch Ellen.
You know, I watch a Jimmy Kimmel, a Jimmy Fallon, a James Corden.
You watch all the J's?
I watch
the
all the late night shows. Samantha Bee.
Jimmy.
I was watching
James.
The Break on Netflix, but
they
canceled it. I
also watch John Oliver.
Love John Oliver.
I love John Oliver.
You know, Jerry.
All the J's.
All the J's. Love the J's.
Literally.
Love a talk show.
No, I mean, I do. Television is like a hole for me, though. Mm-hmm, because television was like a treat for me as a kid. So now it's like, you know when junk food was a treat and then you like became 18
what
and
if,
just could
like,
buy all the chips you wanted? Yeah.
What if you, not for trick-or-treating, you just had kids come in and they were allowed watch to TV. Watch TV and that was their treat?
I mean, that like is a very LA thing where I bet kids would be like very deprived of television.
So funny.
But I don't know. There's a lot of restrictions now. You can't hand out peanuts. You can't hand out, you know, all the allergy shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, enough about Halloween. You guys, I think this was our episode.
Yeah. What a fun time.
Do we have news?
Yeah. We do.
We have something horrible to tell you guys. Spooky.
Oh, God.
Do you think people will even listen this far into the episode?
Well, if they do, then they'll know.
They'll know.
Okay.
Lady Levin.
Lady Levin is going on a hiatus.
Yes, we are going on a hiatus after the new year.
At the end of the year, we all are just really busy, and we do not want to leave you, but we're going on hiatus.
But we're still going to be available on Instagram.
And Jilly and I both have podcasts.
Yes.
Mine is not out yet, but it will be coming out.
Yeah. We're going to do a love wellness podcast.
Yeah.
Experts all up in here.
We're going to, well, Lady Lovin' is not like over forever.
No, correct.
But our work schedules, I mean, you guys know who have been listening. It's been challenging for the three of us to like come together and do it properly each week. And like, you guys, we have such an amazing community that we've built out through this podcast that like, we don't want to give you guys shows that aren't 100% of like our effort and ourself.
Totally.
Because you guys deserve the best.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to take a little break ski.
Yeah.
We might be back with
brand new episodes in March.
Like,
I don't know.
like a 10-part series, like a docu-series.
Yeah, we're like talking through our options in terms of like specials, how to like drop fun episodes here or there.
Maybe doing like a season type thing, like Jillie's saying, maybe we release X amount of episodes.
Right, yeah. Year. Like, okay, this year, you know, here's like your 12 episodes or whatever. Yeah. So if you guys like have thoughts on moving forward, like a format that you'd love to see or like anything like that, like we're totally open.
We just can't be there for you every week.
Well, sad. You get guys, well, there are so many episodes, so you could just start from episode one.
Also, you can listen to Jillie every week. You can still listen to me every week, and you'll be able to listen to Love Wellness Low.
Yeah.
But I will say we have done this podcast for over 3 years, which is a huge feat.
It is.
And we, for the next, so let's see, after this episode, there'll be 10 more episodes left of regular Lady Lovin' programming.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to spend, 2 of those episodes will be from our live show. So that leaves us with 8. So the last 8 episodes, we're really going to make sure to have them be amazing episodes for you guys. We're going to answer a lot of questions. We're going to do episodes where it's, we each individually deep dive into each other and we get to ask each other questions we've always wanted to know the answers to, etc., etc. We're hopefully going to get a really good guest to come on between now and then, and we're just going to do a bunch of really good stuff because we love you and we care about you, and you guys have made our show possible for as long as we've had it.
Yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience for all of us, for listeners, for Jillie and Greta and I, and like I think Jillie and Greta and I have always been really close, but this has added a really interesting like dimension to our friendship, and it's something that we won't be able to recreate with like any other little group of friends, like I don't think ever. Mm-mm. And it just feels like really special, and I don't know, I'm like quite sad about it.
But we're all very sad, which is why we're all being very awkward.
Yeah.
This is awkward. I think we're going to close it out. We'll talk more about this.
Yeah, we will continue talking about this
on the next episodes.
But we just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
And my Lady Lovin' this week, I think, is going to be Greta and Lowe.
Oh. That's sweet. My Lady Lovin' is you too.
Yeah.
Too.
Agree.
Yay.
Okay. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Tonight, bye. Caroline's on Broadway.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.